K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, where that is. Men's women's basketball about to come to a close. Still got the postseason. Still got the NCAA tournament for the ladies, even though they lost earlier today. I'm recording this on Friday, the 7th of March. 2025 women's tennis come off a big run, big win today as well. Touch on that. We'll get to that. I'll get to that tomorrow. So, baseball, right? Let's dive right on into it. Obviously, K-State baseball postcast, first official home game for K-State after the original one was supposed to be played on Wednesday afternoon against Creighton. That didn't happen because Mother Nature said, We ain't gonna let y'all play today. We're gonna cause havoc, like this weather usually does in the middle of March. But finally, we see baseball at Twain Family Stadium. This was a close one for first game of a 3-game set with William Mary going out there to Manhattan, Kansas, and K-State continues that momentum from Texas. I have mentioned this several times there. Can K-State carry that momentum which they gathered up at Texas to play in front of your home's fans? Well, part one, you did your part there as K-State wins it game one of a 3-game series 4-2. K-State went right to work in the first inning, striking two there. Backing up to William Mary real quick. They didn't score their first runs until the fourth inning. It was a 3-2 game there. Before K-State added a crucial run in the bottom of the seventh inning there as Blake Dean slams the door on William Mary there, handing them their ninth loss of 2025 as well. So there's that. Yeah, K-State did get going, rewind a little bit. They got off to a fast start in this game, baseball game, getting the 3 runs in the first 2 innings there before William Mary getting on the board there as well. And the home run ball was in full effect once again in the first inning there. How about your Big 12 player, which I did record this early in the week, did not get it out, but I'm going to get it to you anyway. Maximus Martin, Big Maximus, put one out of the Toyton family yard there in the first inning there. And then D. Kennedy added one of his, well, he didn't add, he got one via the ground out there as well. D. Kennedy had his fingerprints on this game there as well. Your winner belongs to Ty Rule, going 2 2/3 innings, a hit, got a walk, walked, struck out William Mary batter. But your starter from this game one, Jacob Frost, did not get a decision this one. 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs, both of those were earned. Walk, 2 walks, 5 struck out, 5. Blake Dean getting his first save. Hold on a second. Back up a minute. Back up one quick. Okay, yeah, I wanted to make sure that was correct there. Blake Dean get credited for the save in game one. 2 1/3 innings pitch. Nothing across the board. 2, walk 2, struck out 3 batters there to close the door on William Mary in game one in Manhattan, Kansas, in the first home series for Kansas State, as they bump up now to 7-5 here on the season. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for another K-State episode of the Pro Project Podcast here. Maximus Martin getting his first home run as a K-Stater there. In this one, base run, let me see. Maximus Martin, he did get caught stealing in this one. D. Kennedy stole a base along with Dante Lewis, Sam Flores, and Colin Lotus also stole a base as well. Back up the starting pitcher for William Mary in this one, who got the loss, was Carter Lovast. I think I got that. There's what he got the loss in this one here as we go to what he did for William Mary. He went 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs. All those were earned runs. Walked 2. He struck out 3. And then, of course, Owen Pierce came on and wrapped up the pitching. So he went at 3 innings, gave up a run there. He was all over the place in this game. And luckily for him, K-State did not take advantage This, I guess both teams got lucky in respect that anyways there, because K-State, this could have been more, a little bit more. And fortunately, William Mary did not take advantage, because this could have been a little bit more than the score indicated here. as well, Owen Pierce walked 5 K-State batters, but struck out 4 of them there as well in this ball game here. Maxis Martin, 1-for-3. He led off for K-State for Pete Hughes and company. Pete Hughes, the manager slash head coach, whatever you want to call the head position, the head coach position for Kansas State. Colin Lewis was perfect. He was later on pitch hit for in the game. Our guy Shantiro played second. He went 1-for-3. D. Kennedy drove in a pair of runs. He was 1-for-4 in the ball game there as well. As K-State takes game one here of a 3-game series. So game two is tomorrow. Probably should pull up what time is that. still pull up what time is that game. It's going to be an afternoon game. 4 o'clock first pitch in Manhattan, Kansas there. So a little bit of doubleheader in Manhattan tomorrow. You have, what, the basketball game? Yeah, you got the basketball game at 12:30. Iowa State, K-State looking to sweep Iowa State there and pretty much put back-to-back upsets on Iowa State. What a story would that be after the year on and off the court for Jerome Tang's team there. And then, why not make a doubleheader? Go out to the stadium, Thornton Family Stadium right there. I love it that K-State has, it's been a long time since I mentioned this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. It's nice that all your stadiums, your Twin Family Stadium, Bill Snyder, Bramlage, your new stadium there, volleyball stadium there. I cannot think of a name right now off the top of my head, sadly. Everything, your soccer stadium, your new soccer stadium, it's not new. It's a couple years new. Oh, that was still fairly new. All your stadiums, right, all your facilities right there in one spot, pretty much there. So make it a K-State doubleheader. Go out. Hopefully, K-State can have some for Iowa State tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 tip. Then a little later on, a little break in action. Then head hop on over to the baseball stadium and support your K-State Batcast right now, as they're on a little bit of heater right now. They have won. Let me see. They have won 3 straight, going back to the Frisco Classic there after the heartbreak loss to LSU last weekend there as well. So K-State wins game, takes game one, 4-2 of William Mary. Game two tomorrow afternoon at first pitch after 4 o'clock. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Bubble Daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Freedom Bubble every single day. Yes, we post content every day. Yes, 99.9%. And even here and there, you might see 3 or 4 episodes a day on there, like I saw yesterday on there. So keep up. We're trying to keep up with what's going on around K-State Athletics, around Manhattan, Kansas there as well. And then we'll fire up Podbean next week. I might hop over there tomorrow to talk more about this K-State women's basketball team. And then we'll bring Alex on the beginning of next week to even discuss even more basketball. So a lot of basketball talk ahead. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GREIER number 3, EDID'S podcast over there as well. Let's go wrap things up on this postcast edition, baseball edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Kansas State 4, William Mary 2, Eddie Greer. Pro Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.